Joshua 13. When Joshua was very old, the Lord told him, "You are very old, and a great deal of land remains to be conquered. This is the land that remains, all the territory of the Philistines and all the Geshurites, from the Shihor River east of Egypt northward to the territory of Ekron. It is regarded as Canaanite territory, including the area belonging to the five Philistine lords who ruled in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, as well as Avite land, to the south, all the Canaanite territory, from Era in the region of Sidon to Aphek, as far as Amorite territory, the territory of Byblos, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo-Hamath. I will drive out before the Israelites all who live in the hill country, from Lebanon to Misrapoth-Maim, all the Sidonians. You be sure to parcel it out to Israel as I instructed you. Now, divide up this land among the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The other half of Manasseh, Reuben and Gad, received their allotted tribal lands beyond the Jordan, just as Moses, the Lord's servant, had assigned them. Their territory started from Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley, including the city in the middle of the valley, the whole plain of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of King Sion of the Amorites who ruled in Heshbon, and ended at the Ammonite border. Their territory also included Gilead, Geshurite, and Machanite territory, all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Saleka, the whole kingdom of Og and Bashan, who ruled in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was one of the few remaining Rephaites. Moses defeated them and took their lands. But the Israelites did not conquer the Geshurites and the Machanites. Geshur and Machah lived among Israel to this day. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the sacrificial offerings made to the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Reuben by its clans. Their territory started at Aroer on the edge of Arnon Valley, and included the city in the middle of the valley, the whole plain of Medeba, Heshbon, and all its surrounding cities in the plain, including Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal, Maon, Jahez, Kedemoth, Mephath, Kirithim, Sibma, Zerath Shahar on the city in the valley, Beth Poer, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jishmoth. It encompassed all the cities of the plain, and the whole realm of King Sihon and the Amorites who ruled in Heshbon. Moses defeated him, and the Midianite leaders, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba. They were subjects of Sihon and lived in his territory. The Israelites killed Balaam son of Beor, the omen reader, along with the others. The border of the tribe of Reuben was the Jordan. The land allotted to the tribe of Judah by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Gad by its clans. Their territory included Jazer, all the cities of Gilead, and half of Ammonite territory, as far as the Aroer near Reba. Their territory ran from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpah and Bedanim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir. It included the valley of Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, and the rest of the realm of King Sihon of Heshbon, the area east of the Jordan to the end of the Sea of Kinnereth. The land allotted to the tribe of Gad by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the half-tribe of Manasseh by its clans. Their territory started at Mahanaim and encompassed all Bashan, the whole realm of King Og of Bashan, including all 60 cities in Havath Jair in Bashan. Half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities in the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were assigned to the descendants of the Machir, son of Manasseh, to half the descendants of Machir by their clans. These are the land assignments made by Moses on the plains of Moab, east of the Jordan River opposite Jericho. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.